Okay, listen. I'm not a cruel bastard, okay? I know that people were very sad. I knew that my sister's death made everybody remember all the deaths in their life. I know that death is never added to death, it multiplies. But still, I couldn't stay and watch all of those people get drunk. I couldn't do it. If you'd given me a room full of sober Indians crying and laughing and telling stories about my sister, then I would have gladly stayed and joined them in the ceremony. But everybody was drunk. Everybody was unhappy, and they were drunk and unhappy in the same exact way. So I fled my house and went to school. I walked through the snow for a few miles until a white BIA worker picked me up and delivered me to the front door. I walked inside, into the crowded hallways, and all sorts of boys and girls and teachers came up and hugged me and slapped my shoulder and gave me little punches in the belly. They were worried for me. They wanted to help me with my pain. I was important to them. I mattered. Wow. All of these white kids and teachers, who were so suspicious of me when I first arrived, had learned to care about me. Maybe some of them even loved me, and I'd been so suspicious of them. And now I care about a lot of them and loved a few of them. Penelope came up to me last. She was weeping. Snot ran down her face, and it was still sort of sexy. "I'm so sorry about your sister," she said. I didn't know what to say to her. What do you say to people when they ask you how it feels to lose everything? When every planet in your solar system has exploded?